I was expecting him to just offer it to you. He obviously failed the test, didn't he?
I didn't know where she was. I thought maybe she wasn't coming down today.
I'm sure, Bob. We're not judging.
Are we ready to start, Art? All right. We've missed you, Art. Glad you're here to keep us on the ball. Call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and then the pledge. Did you pray with me? Father, we stop and recognize who you are and thank you for your goodness to us, God. Help us in the work as before us today. We pray that you would help our nation, our federal and our state leaders and all our local leaders. Help us, God, to follow the way you want us to go and provide the service that people need. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we've got minutes of 7:31, 8:3, and 8:5.
I didn't see anything. I didn't look for clerical, but
I would like to add, just if y'all are in agreement, on the one on our sewer projects. I just gave you a copy. Yeah, here we go. Approval of sewer board recommendations. Commissioner Stroff has moved to accept the recommendations of the sewer board for engineering firms on future projects, passed unanimous. We did that in a big hurry in the middle of BOE, I think. And I think it might be good to put those four
recommendations in the
notes. Projects in the minutes just for good grins. And
that'd be fine.
Also, opportunity to announce that, where are those? Read those to us, would you?
Oh.
These are the four projects that the sewer board's
the recommendations
forward.
Of the sewer board. Venison Lake, the feasibility study was awarded to HDR Archer. Lookout Acres, also HDR Archer. Powerstite North to Great River Engineering. The T Highway Extension was given to Aegis Engineering. And Kirbyville Extension, which has already been started, is going to Great River Engineering.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Please be added to the notes.
So. Yep. Please, that the sewer board's pushing ahead and plan. Getting the engineering started on those. That's the only notes I've got.
Yes, and the importance of that is as I heard yesterday, stimulus funding for federal monies, the majority of it's going to be dished out next year, according to what the press has put out there. So if these projects have already started, that puts us a step ahead on receiving those funds.
And we've got the funding in line, even
right.
If we don't get stimulus, so
right.
It's a good thing.
Right.
I'll make a motion to approve those 3 minutes then.
With the change.
With the change.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Accounts payable.
I'm going to have to abstain. I've got some mileage in there.
Motion for approval. I didn't see anything.
Neither. Second. Any questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstain.
None abstain. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers. So we're ready for public comment.
Gary Groman.
Morning, sir.
Again. Good morning. I want to start off with an apology to Commissioner Stroffus. I wrote a column yesterday, and in that column I said Commissioner Stroffus did know what the percentage chance was of getting the East-West grant and did know how much the the study was going to cost. And I did that in terms of he does know this and that. The word does should have been doesn't. It was an editorial error. It was my responsibility. I apologize. I'll do the best I can to get a correction published on Wednesday. But it did change the meaning of what he said, and I wanted to publicly apologize because I publicly published it. The second item I have is last week, the only reason I came to the meeting last week was to find out what action the B of E actually took on the Friday prior to that Monday's meeting. I truly didn't understand it. I missed my opportunity to do that during public comment. I thought it would come up when Assessor Strahan came up here. We have an opportunity to talk about it. I misunderstood the rules that we have, and I apologize for that. I have since gotten some information that has led to my better understanding of the action that you took. However, during his comments, Assessor Strahan said, words to the effect, well, everybody got an assessment reduction and should be smiling, but not even the old seagull smiling. What I would say to that is there is absolutely, positively nothing about this assessment situation that would cause me to smile, and probably not most people in the county. And that's why I'm not going to smile over a little reduction. When I look at the hundreds of thousands of dollars that we have lost and the impact that is going to take place on some of the older properties, I want to cry, not smile. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Another public comment.
Rick Z.
Rick, is there public comment or is it regarding the agenda item?
He's.
I'm sorry, Ms. Nikki. I apparently screwed up the
agenda. That's all right.
Just keep me straight here, man. But no,
very
I
have flexible.
Public comment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very flexible.
I believe I'm next in the.
On the agenda.
Okay. We sent an email, I think it was your idea, to redo our way of doing the Monday agenda, which
right.
I think is a good idea. So elected officials, department heads, if you got something to say in this meeting, this is your opportunity.
Right. If it's not a posted agenda item.
If not posted.
Right.
Exactly.
You'll have a public comment section now, and then that's, you know, our standard rules are 5 minutes or so, and then but we're not going to have any more non-posted discussions. If you remember the old agenda, had James, you can come on up here, but we'd like you to going forward. This is the first week of it, but we'd like everyone to sign in before the meeting starts. But we're doing away with the department head and elected officials subcategory because it was not a posted agenda item. So just so we
did get an email out.
Email went out last week, but this is the first week, so we kind of wanted to.
Yep.
Be a little flexible.
Do we write elected official on here?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay. I'm like the gentleman prior to stepping up here, spoke prior to me coming up here, absorbing what went on Friday last of the BOE. Take some time, was a very confusing issue, as you gentlemen well know. I ran some studies, and my biggest concern, and I believe I'm spot on, that motion has driven us to non-compliancy. The vote covered, and I did some looking at particular properties in the luxury condos, why the motion was made specifically at them to receive the largest decrease, I don't understand. But the luxury condos in the Landing projects received huge decreases.
through this. Definitely driving the county toward non-compliancy. We had some assessments through the application of this motion, dropped $15,000, appraised value of over $80,000, which drops those condos down into the 85% range, and we know that's non-compliant, or I know that's non-compliant. Evidently, the BOE didn't know that it was non-compliant. We had a 500 new home study that were compliant. They were to all studies. This massive change will drop those 500 homes to non-compliance. And the real problem being in that massive change of getting to perfection of the assessment process that everybody seems to think the assessor should be perfect. Many of those homes didn't receive a decrease, just particular ones. I know the computer room has had trouble trying to figure out what the motion said and in trying to apply a mass change. That's why I've done studies in particular. Now, this change in action, I have talked to a particular school that was going to have a rollback and abide by the Hancock Amendment. That rollback to the citizens has been dropped drastically. Now, I know I had some discussion on whether money was lost. Well, potential money was lost to the taxpayers with this motion that they would not have had to pay. Now, not only the homes was affected, but the cars and personal property is affected too whenever a change like this occurs. Now, all the citizens of the rest of the county can hope for, and I'm speaking of 30,000 properties that was not even looked at in the wave of this action. All they can hope for is that it doesn't drive them so far into non-compliancy that there has to be an action taken judicially to force a reassessment, which would ultimately raise their values on the other 30,000. Now, you can stand and doubt what I'm having to say. That's your right. And there will be many explanations of what I've had to say here this morning. But when you go to cutting properties with no substantial evidence whatsoever, nothing persuasive in that evidence to do such a thing, it is not the right of the BOE in any way, form, or fashion, other than the only thing that can be is self-satisfying or political ambitions. So I'm not the least bit happy about what happened to assessment process that was trying to correct everything in Taney County, as I was ordered to do and took an oath to do. Now, I know there's been a few quotes that I won't say where they come from, because that don't tend to be the thing to do. I read something one time in the past week that said property values was cut by 50%. Don't believe that in any way, form, or fashion as being a correct statement, but I read it somewhere. And that just basically told other people that might have read the same thing that the assessor might have been off as much as 50% on the properties in Taney County. I believe if other individuals are directed to read the same statement, they will agree with that. There was no property, you gentlemen was on the BOE, that was cut 50% through this action. So that type of stuff doesn't help the process in getting corrected. I thoroughly believe the BOE put this county in non-compliance. And like I say, all we can hope for now is the luck of the draw and the state studies properties that wasn't affected by this motion and that they find them in compliance. So I'm at the mercy of whatever the study shows. Our odds drop tremendously. So with that action. And we're still trying to determine the total devastating effect. There's no doubt the city of Branson is a loser. Nobody at the time of this action realized that TIF zones had been created. I remember there was quite an argument several years ago around here whether you liked them or you didn't like them. All the entities are affected. Even though it may not cost the taxpayer, it would have cost him less. So that was a savings that he was going to get, probably not even knowing, but it was there for him. And that was destroyed with that motion. So I think, to an earlier statement, a reduction in luxury condos should not drive up the values of older residential homes in Taney County. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, is there other public comment? None? Okay. Okay. Capital Improvement Funds. This is you, Rick.
Commissioners, you, I believe, have been provided a copy of a letter of request for Hollister to use approximately $70,000 of its $346,000 in county share of capital improvement money to make improvements to what we call our main lift station. It's a prominent piece of infrastructure that is located near the Yacht Club on Business 65. It's a small brick building is what you can see off of Business 65 between the Yacht Club and the RV park. That facility is aging and needs to be upgraded, and its systems need to be improved in some larger pumps and some new technology, and its level control system and stainless steel hardware rather than ductile and galvanized. And so we did take that before the Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees, and they did recommend that forward. I believe you received a copy of that recommendation also. So I would ask for approval to allow us to do those upgrades to that lift station out of our county share, out of our share of county capital improvement money.
Questions, commission or public, on what we're talking about?
I mean, it is the sewer. The sewer, I mean, obviously we have the document from the sewer department saying that they approve and approve with the recommendations of Hollister and the funds. And so I'll make a motion to take the recommendations of the sewer board and go from there.
Issue that portion of funds, is that what you're
saying? I'm sorry. Yes, issue that portion of funds.
Second. Appreciate all Hollister does. You too.
Thank you.
Lots of sewage for us. What a sweet thing.
It's always good to be known for something other than signing the wrong document when it's time to speak.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you, Rick. Okay, Bull Shoals Lake access rumors. You want to start on that, or?
Yes, I do. I've had quite an experience with this, and it's hard for me to understand how people can think that residents of Taney County who have lived here all their lives, who have enjoyed the fishing, boating, hunting, everything else, would think that the county commission, with my name attached along with it, would be in support of the Corps of Engineers closing any fishing access roads. And so what we've got into is we've decided that we can write a little pamphlet and call it the Taney County Free Press, and we can continue lying about the county commission, or certain at this point, I guess it would be the Corps of Engineers, the county commission, and certain individuals. There is no plan. There's a list of roads here that are at the bottom. Blackwell Ferry Road, Mission Road, Yandel Cove Road, Deer Lane Access, Slough Hollow, Cedar Creek, and Wolf Creek. There was 18 roads discussed by the County Commission and the Corps of Engineers, and there was one road that was in question and five roads to be driven. And these roads were to be looked at. The one road that was in question didn't even have an access to the lake, but was a trash pile. And it was about, according to their documentation, about 1,000 feet long. And I've received several phone calls. Of course, this, you know, passing out this information, a lot of people just like to I guess if you sign up to be a commissioner and serve, it's open season on you. And so I didn't appreciate the fact that this was out there. I know people that were honest enough to pull this off their shelves and to take it away from the public's viewing because they knew there wasn't any truth in it. I went to look for this release in locations where it was at, and they'd already pulled it off. And I appreciate the people that know Danny Strahan and know that I wouldn't be for something like this. And so what we have done, and we had a field trip with the Corps of Engineers. Me and Mr. Pennell attended last week. And not only did we accomplish quite a lot in the meeting, we have another field trip scheduled. The Mission Road project, where there is a difficult place to turn around now that the water's up, there's going to be kind of a cul-de-sac built where people can turn their boats around and back into the water and have a landing there. And then as the water goes down, the Corps has already given us permission to go on out into the water. So the idea that we're closing roads down before you can get to the lake seems funny, that they've given us permission after the water goes down to go all the way out into the lake and build a cul-de-sac and a place for people to fish. And I serve here for the citizens of Taney County, for my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren long after I'm gone. And actions that we take this last week by taking the field trips and trying to work with the Corps of Engineers to do the right thing is only good for everybody, except those that have a hatred for any form of government. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the people. I think Mr. Pennell, even after he got a phone call, I was fortunate enough to run into the Corps. They were actually taking laser shots and things on the KDOC project to build that project up to try to fill. They were going after a grant of stimulus monies to try to help fill that up to where we don't have the problem going to KDOC anymore. And I run into that Friday afternoon. And so we are working to proceed for the good of the county. And Mr. Pennell had, I think, a couple of slides that he got a phone call, and he decided he'd go down and show, I believe it was Mission Road and Deer Lane Resort. There was three locations that we approved the day that we had the meeting: Yandel Cove and Mission and Deer Lane Resort, I think, were the three locations, because we could all see them from the one, pretty well the one spot where we were at. So did you have something you wanted to show there? And
Jim, can you bring us some pictures? Dan with Planning and Zoning carried me down there Friday afternoon, and we took some video, and then there's an aerial, shows the core boundary lines. Danny?
There's a little screen in them down at the bottom left. You need to click on that and bring it up full size.
Right there in the middle, you'll see Mission, where it comes off. There we go. That helps a lot. And you'll see the line down there at the bottom where we come off. There's a subdivision down there, a number of homes. And that's, I think, the first one we looked at that Danny mentioned. And they've given the county permission to make some improvements. As he said, a high water and a regular water parking area where somebody can pull their vehicle down there and go down and fish off the bank. It's an old road, been there a long time. Shouldn't cost the county very much to make a little improvement there, and it'll just be a better access for folks that are wanting to get down to the lake. Then if you go back up Mission and hang a left on Deer Lane over to the far left there, you'll see the other road that we talked to him about, where it starts there at their boundary line. They had wanted to, the Corps had wanted to put up a gate there and restrict that access. And we just kindly said, we just can't support that. Know for certain that many people use that access to fish and go down to the lake. And so both of those were just verbal agreements. We haven't signed any contract in the statement that Danny mentioned that was put out. There's no contracts or agreements signed, but we hope to have those worked out as we get through some other areas. Again, this one is more used than Mission, I think, to my understanding. But anyhow, it'll be a good. We'll go down there maybe once or twice with a road grader and pull the ditches a little bit and make that area more accessible to the public to get out there. The other side of the coin, the core side of the coin, is, and you can see from looking at this map, where there's lots of trails all over the place there along the lake where folks drive four-wheel, this, that, and the other. The Corps of Engineers, frankly, has a problem with that, and they want to try to stop some of that. And they're talking about putting up big rocks to block access and this and that. Personally, I don't have a problem. I don't think there's the issue that they see, but they're the Corps of Engineers, and I think they can do what they want. The attitude that the commission has, I think, is good. We're working with them to improve access, take care of things, and hopefully some of those things may not happen by the way we're working with them. This issue started many years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. There was a big meeting at Forsyth School. Had a whole bunch of folks, Mr. Stevenson had a whole bunch of folks upset, and nothing's happened since then, to my knowledge. Danny had been working with a fellow down at ProTem that whose private property is accessed across, he has to go across the Corps property, and there was some issue there, and so he had contacted, Danny had contacted the Corps, and then also, here we were again this year with KDOC, inaccessible because the water came up and was across the road. So we had called them, and they came up and talked to us, I forget when it was, 2 or 3 months ago. Bottom line of my story is I think the county commission's got the right heart. We want folks to access the lake. It's our lake. The Corps got some other ideas, but I think we're going about it in a good way. The statement has some things that just aren't true. Danny was talking about the first statement reads, our own Taney County commissioners are planning to close and restrict nearly all Bull Shoal Lake access roads in Taney County. And that's simply just, that's not true at all. And there's many other statements in there. What else did I miss? We looked at one other road, didn't really make a decision off of O Highway, and planned to meet with them again and again and try to see what other areas that we might make the commitment to improve the roads that are there, which really aren't maintained at all. So folks will have better access to the lake. What did I miss, Danny?
One of the things that you missed was that we visited with the Corps about some of their the gates that they let Missouri Conservation put up, and that we move those lake access points closer to the water's edge, to where people could take their children and other, you know, families could go fish and enjoy. Bull Shoals Lake is one of the most beautiful. Matter of fact, while I was at KDOC, there was people from Kansas City that drove down there and said that they had came for since the 1970s. And it's one of the most untapped resources that Taney County has, and that's one thing that makes it such a beautiful place to go boating, skiing, or whatever. The issue that Chuck mentioned about the individual, that's what kind of brought this all on. They wanted to, some of these older access roads, such as Mission Road, the one on the bottom, had been an old, it's an old gravel road that actually goes out to a point to where whenever the White River was there, it just dropped into White River. And people used it to cross the river at that point. So they're interested in letting us take that to that point and build out. And we're going to do everything that we can. There was 18 of these places, as I mentioned before, and we're going to do everything that we can not to infringe upon people's rights to get to the water with a county road access that we can maintain at least 2 or 3 times a year and not have a big argument with individuals or the Corps or anyone else. All we're trying to do is help the county. We're not out to, I can't see how anybody could visualize it. We'd want to hinder that process. But that's where we're headed, and they're going to furnish us a map. Chuck, I don't know whether you contacted them this week or not, but they're going to furnish us a map with those roads that were in question. I think we have one more field trip that is rather lengthy to different areas. There was 5 roads, and 2 of those have been taken care of, but there's 5 roads that need to be looked at. So I hope people will be understanding and that the press will be understanding with what we're trying to do. We're trying to help the situation instead of hinder the situation.
Here's Mission again. Excuse me, Danny. And plan is to have two parking areas on that. Go ahead there, Jim. There's the other one. You can see the core line there. Actually, it shows it farther back. And there's homes along through there that we'll maintain. Go ahead. And some more. Have you got the video, too? And there's possibility of a grant on talking about, we mentioned K Highway. We got audio, too. Well, I hope I wasn't singing with the radio.
Scroll it down.
All right, right here's where Mission starts, right off the county road. And it's, we had a really good camera guy. The driver hit all the holes, is why it's kind of rough. Anyhow, it's fairly accessible until you get down a little bit farther, and you about have to have a four-wheel drive. So by improving it, again, I think we're going to help things. On K Highway, again, the idea is if the Corps would allow us to take some of a bluff off of there and fill the hole where the water gets across the lake down there, and the idea there may even be a grant that would help fund that so that folks that live back there as well as folks that go to the dock would be able to access. And again, that's one of the main reasons we got started in this. One other statement while we're watching there in the handout that was put out, it says our county commissioners could require the Army Corps to live up to the agreements and obligations they have here in Taney County. And Bill seems to think that there's some kind of agreements that we can force the Corps to do this or not do that. Did you have any good on that, Donna? I asked Donna to see if she could find out about these agreements, because to my knowledge, we don't really have what he thinks we have, I don't think.
When I talked to Bill, he explained that he believed those agreements were with road districts, and so not necessarily with the county, but with the road districts in the past, the individual road districts. And at some point in time, those road districts were pulled into the county, and I don't understand that structure. But I believe, and Bob would have to comment on that, I don't know that if agreement between a particular road district would then become a contract with the county. I don't know the structure of a road district, if that is a separate entity like a city district or a sewer district or something like that. But that's.
But did he have any info of where those agreements are?
No. 1949 was the date he gave, and I have no knowledge of it. I have nothing in my records.
Bill, I think, feels very strongly that there's some agreements out there that gives the Taney County the ability to keep the Corps of Engineers from putting up rocks or whatever the case. And there's been discussions along the way about that, and to my knowledge, we don't have such a thing that could stop the Corps of Engineers from doing that. If there is, nobody's... He talks like they're there, but we can't get our hands on them.
One thing I'd like for you to notice is that was a vehicle there. A person couldn't get down there with a carload of kids if they wanted to. So we're going to take and pull ditch lines. And I believe the Corps, and I could be mistaken, I'd have to look back, they told us either 20 foot either side of the center line or 25 foot either side of the center line, that they would allow us to pull ditch lines. I even made mention in our conversation, which was rather lengthy conversation, about them allowing us to do some mining of some gravel that is along the area to pull in to make the road where it's accessible by a car. Not everybody owns a pickup truck that has kids that enjoy stuff. And one thing that one of the callers this morning. He said, you know, there's very few things in Taney County that you can go do now that doesn't cost you a dollar. And so we're interested in trying to keep things to that point to where people would come to Taney County and want to have enjoyment with their family and not cost them, I guess the old term is an arm and a leg. So that's what we're trying to do here, is trying to fix this up. And the other access that you could just see the corner of over on Yandle, it's called Gray Branch. It's one of the most popular fishing areas that there is anywhere. And as you enter a lot of these places, as you drive off to the water, you can see that you couldn't get off the side of the road if you wanted to get off the side of the road with a four-wheeler. The brush is so thick. But they're wanting to make a big issue out of us limiting people to not be able to get off the side of those roads. And I think where Bill took my statement probably wrong was I don't care what they do over there in those trees. If they try to, that's the Corps' property, and that's their problem. They've got rangers, and they've got people to enforce. What I'm wanting to do is get access to the water so that Taney County citizens can use it. So I have nothing else to gain from this, and I don't know why anybody would write such garbage and put it out there, because I don't have a clue what I would have to gain from trying to improve fishing for somebody's kids that I don't even know.
For those that aren't familiar, this is across from KDOC that we're looking at. It's the bottom of that second road. Dan drove us down. We kind of circled there and came back out the road. Many times, highly used area.
Now, is this Gray Branch here, Chuck, or do you know?
Past Deer Lane. What do you call that?
Well, that's just Deer Lane there, yeah. But yeah. The other one is over closer to K. It's right across the cove there.
Yeah, we didn't go down there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know whether the audience would be the only ones that would appreciate this, but when you could remember when people used to line the shores from Power Site Dam to below 160 Bridge and 76 Bridge down here, I mean, it was shoulder-to-shoulder white bass fishing and things like that people done for enjoyment. I mean, why do you think we'd want to take that away from the citizens? I don't know, but I guess that's one of the things I wanted to put on there this morning. So
I guess the bottom line is I got a couple of phone calls, and folks they've read this, and they think we're trying to take away access to the lakes, and that's not what we're about. And
no.
So any good media we could get out of that's not what we're up to. Okay, thank you for your time. Any questions or comments? Okay, next item is media roundtable.
I put that on there also.
All right, tell us about it.
Okay, there's been so much confusion lately about the press and what's been meant by the press and what's been said by the press and this and that I would like to, and I know there was a class on this, Mr. Strophis and James attended in Jeff City, and, you know, I would like to just sit down with the owners, the editors, the writers, at a round table discussion, and just open the door up and let them ask me any question they want to ask me, because I guarantee you may not like what I say, but you'll know what I say. I'll tell you how I feel about things. And there will be no guesswork, and there'll be no hearsay, and there'll be none of this kind of garbage that comes out of it. So I would welcome that we entertain a date to do so, and that the Taney County Commission or anybody else that wanted to be involved, but I would like for, I know Mr. Lewis wrote a letter in there about as long as there was two brothers in office or something, that he was going to cover the news. Well, that's fine. Hey, if I do something wrong, I want you to write it. I want you to let them know. But I also want my fair shake. I want the truth out there, and I am perfectly willing, as I feel like both other commissioners would be, to sit down and talk to the news media from the top level, whoever owns the paper, right down to the people that write the articles. And I think that there might be a lot of clarification. I think there would be some things that have been misunderstood that would be understood at that point. And anytime you get, that we could entertain a date to do so, or it would work out to do so, well, I'm in full favor of it. Or if you just, we work as a Tania County Commission. There's three commissioners here. And a lot of times we'll be asked questions individually, and that might not, you know, either by accident or otherwise, might not come out exactly the way that the commission feels, just the opinion of one commissioner, whether it be me, Jim, or Chuck. So with the opportunity with all three of us to sit there and explain it and talk about it, hey, I didn't run for office because I hated somebody or was trying to mistreat somebody. I run for office to help the citizens of Taney County. And that's what I would like to do.
Okay. Comments? Mr. Grohman.
That would be a great idea. As of a current moment, time, and place, it might even be a good idea to set something up every couple of weeks, if you, or every month, if you wanted to do it. But what I heard read up here, that paper, that type of thing, I don't believe that's gonna take care of, because that's just somebody that just sat down, wrote something, and put it out, and there's no way you're gonna that this type of situation is going to cover that. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Okay. All right. Commissioner comments? No? I've got a couple. One, the Historical Society sent out an email. Imagine the press already have it, but let's see. August 16th, this coming Sunday, if I've got the date right, they're having an event at Shadow Rock. The main music folks, I'm lost here, I think, is Big Smith. Is that right? Should have highlighted that. Anyhow, they are having the called New Harmonies, a Smithsonian traveling exhibit on American roots music. We're one of only six towns in the state that were selected this year. We're going to have a big deal this Sunday, August 16th. Big Smith is correct. Music starts at 5:00, and our museum's open. And I appreciate the press over time printing the historical news that we get from time to time. Lots of times I don't get time to read the whole thing, but when I do, it's very enjoyable and interesting. And I appreciate our Historical Society working on that. Another one I'd like to mention is we got a letter from Southwest Missouri RC&D. Catherine Braden is the chairman. Central Taney County Fire was awarded $2,000 for FireWise training, and then another $500 for the work they're doing on educating folks of how to have a safe yard around your place, so if there is a fire, your house isn't as likely to get caught by the fire. So
So they're evidently doing a good job. Just wanted to brag on them a little bit for that. And that's all I got. So we'll recess until 10 o'clock with Nikki and have work session. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, sir.
Just don't really care about it. Well, maybe.